You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is SAT and ACT season for high schoolers, and hey, there's a lot of scholarship money to be had with a good score. That's what we learned in a recent email from a Stateside listener, an email that grabbed our attention. Flint high schooler Dylan Hernandez wrote us to say we ought to talk about the importance of preparing for the upcoming SAT and ACT. High scores open doors and bring scholarship money, and test prep is available to students from all income levels. Dylan Hernandez is a senior at Powers Catholic High School in Flint with us now, as is Patrick O'Connor, who's Associate Dean of College Counseling at Cranbrook Kingswood School in Bloomfield Hills. Welcome.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
Dylan, you took the SAT three times, I understand. Now, the first two, you really didn't study and got more or less the same score. And then for the third one last fall, you did study. What happened then?
I kind of went in cold the first two times taking the SAT, and I really just kind of didn't know what I was doing. I ended up getting my scores back, and I didn't really think much of it. But then once I did some research and I realized the amount of scholarships that I could get for studying really just brought me to thinking, man, I can study and I can do all this, and my score goes up and I get a ton of money for college. Why not? So, you know, I was listening to Stateside Radio, and I heard about Magoosh, which is an ACT-SAT prep program. And so I figured I would do that. And once I did that, I basically improved my score tremendously.
And you're in the application process and waiting for letters. I remember that very well in my own family. Was studying for the SAT a thing that your classmates were doing at Powers Catholic?
Some, but not many, which is kind of something that I noticed, because back about a year or two ago, over the summer, I was at a summer program and on the East Coast, and most students there, I realized, were getting down to it, and they were in ACT, SAT programs at the summer program. And they told me they had private tutors back home, and they were really serious about it. And I really had no idea what they were doing, and I kind of started freaking out. But coming back, I realized that many students around me didn't do that. Which kind of changed my perspective about everything and made me want to actually get to it.
Patrick, I guess this disconnect, how typical is it that students and their families maybe haven't plugged into the benefits of really studying for the SAT or the ACT?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of families who really don't realize particularly the financial incentive for doing well. And the reality is that there is actually a website, if they're looking for incentive. There's a website called MeritAid.com, and that will lead them to a website where they just scroll down a little bit and they can find by state the colleges that offer merit aid. A good number of those offer merit aid that are as a result of a student's grades and test scores, but some will offer it exclusively based on test score alone.
So ideally, when should a student start prepping and studying for the SAT?
Well, a lot of places, it's built into the curriculum usually that many students will start with by taking the PSAT. And there are actually several different levels of that now. That's something that's changed in the last 5 years. So some schools will actually start offering an eighth grade equivalent of the PSAT. And one of the things that I think that Dylan had mentioned to me is that one of the things that helps is when you take the PSAT a couple of times, you start to get familiar with the way the test is structured. And that's one of the biggest advantages of test prep. Once you start to know what the questions are, what the order is, you start to become more familiar with the testing format. That's one of the big indicators that helps your score go up, because you know what's coming.
Because I have to imagine that for some students, what trips them up isn't lack of knowledge, it's nerves. It's a big day, it's a big test, it's all on this. And can they wind up kind of tripping over their own feet?
Yeah, if you're not careful, and the familiarity really helps sort of calm those nerves. The other thing that's really nice and that's available free of charge is if you take the 11th grade PSAT, when you get those results, you'll actually be given a code. You can then plug that code into the Khan Academy website. And Khan Academy will then use that code to analyze what you've done well on the PSAT and what you need to improve on. And it will develop, free of charge, a individually tailored tutorial program that you can follow on your own without the use of a tutor, just wherever there might be a computer. And it's all in coordination with College Board, the folks who make the PSAT test. actually, Michigan is the number one state in terms of using Khan Academy for SAT prep.
I'm interested, Dylan, what did you actually do? You reached out, didn't you, to the CEO of Magoosh, an online test prep company in the Bay Area, with a mission to make the tools more accessible. What did you tell him?
I basically stated everything that's been happening in Flint and how much I want to help my own community as well as students across the state of Michigan. And he actually offered a full scholarship for his program for each 11th grader in the city of Flint.
And we confirmed with Magoosh, they gave you a coupon for 90% off ACT prep that you could share with 150 classmates. Interestingly, they didn't give it away completely free because they said their research shows students are more likely to use it if they pay a little bit. So what kind of response did you get from your classmates?
Many people were very grateful. Most didn't really know what to think at first because, I mean, most of them haven't actually done, prep before. But most that actually did the prep and were able to get through it were grateful. And, I mean, I would assume that their test scores, if they took it seriously, would go up.
I guess, Patrick, talk some more about options. As you're kind of indicating, there are low-cost and even no-cost prep options. You can't get that out enough, message.
Absolutely. In addition to Khan Academy, which really is sort of the home for SAT, many of my students use a program called crackact.org. That's crackact.org. Again, where they find it very user-friendly, individually paced, and certainly designed. The other place I would encourage students to look is to check with their high school counselor. Since the SAT is a required state test for all public schools, many public schools are now putting together their own version of test prep because, let's face it, the public schools, the test scores have a reflection on the public schools as well, so they want to motivate the students to do good work. And there are several programs that are after school now where students are able to access that free as part of their attending the public school.
Sort out for us, as you say, Michigan has made SAT the test that is the one to take in Michigan, but is it worth it for students to take the ACT as well?
We usually recommend that students consider taking both and then take a look at their scores and review their experience, figure out which one they're most comfortable with, because, again, that factor is huge, and then take that test a second time. The number of differences between ACT and SAT are starting to narrow, so they're getting to be more similar tests, but they're still different enough that it's kind of like if two English teachers taught The Great Gatsby the same way, you're going to get more from one teacher than the other, even though it's the same book. Same thing is true with ACT and SAT.
And the payoff for the higher score?
Yeah, it's not just it is, of course, scholarships, but also to the extent that colleges look closely at test scores, and not all schools do, but to the extent that they look closely at that in the admissions process, a higher score can make a significant difference with a small increase in score.
Dylan, what are your hopes for fall and beyond, Dylan?
My hopes are to attend the University of Michigan and hopefully be admitted to the Ross School of Business.
Patrick, the next SAT dates are May 6th and June 3rd, and the ACT dates are April 8th and June 10th. Is it too late to prep and study?
Oh, no, not at all. Now, some students will take the results, particularly if they're public school students, will take the results of the free one that they're given as part of the state of Michigan and then apply that to June. But one of the other things students should keep in mind is that if they feel that their grades are going to suffer because they're studying and they don't want to participate in a spring test, actually, there will be, for the first time in a long time, an August version of the SAT that's given and a September version of the ACT. So if there are high school juniors out there that really want to focus on grades for now, part of my advice would be go ahead and do that and then just plan on spending part of your summer prepping for that late summer test. But that's really going to be a must. You're going to want to make sure those scores are in order before you apply for colleges in the fall.
What you're saying is just a good reminder of what you mentioned to everybody, that students need to remember where the high school counselor's office is and take advantage of that resource.
Absolutely. Yep. High school counselors want to serve all those kids, but they have an awful lot. Michigan has a very high student ratio, and so counselors may not always get to you, but that doesn't mean they don't care. So you take the initiative, much like Dylan has, some good things are going to happen for you.
Patrick O'Connor, Associate Dean of College Counseling at Cranbrook Kingswood School in Bloomfield Hills, and Dylan Hernandez, Senior at Powers Catholic High School in Flint. Good luck with the rest of your senior year and in getting those acceptance letters from your colleges.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
Just a few notes. The free ACT prep website that Patrick talked about is actually crackact.com, not .org. And when we reached out to Magoosh to confirm everything, they said, yes, indeed, they are offering similar deals to the one that they gave Dylan and his classmates at Powers Catholic to other high schools in Michigan. Interested schools can get more information by sending an email to partnerships@magoosh.com.